You're listening to the WELF MPC News Radio Podcast with your host, Walter Mistletoe Livingstone, and co-host, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone.
To all North Pole City Elves, those in Santa's Village, in the lower 48, and all around the world, this is your weekly update for the week of March 6, 2023. Filling in for your host, Walter Mistletoe Livingstone, I'm your co-host and this week's host, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone. Let's go to press. For the week of March 6, 2023, your sponsor will be the Peppermint Post Newspaper, serving news to all elves all over the world since the early 1500s, the Peppermint Post newspaper is now digital. Anyone can subscribe to receive the news publication for free right in their email each week by going to the Peppermint Post webpage on taolf.com. That's the Peppermint Post newspaper, bringing you all of the North Pole City news. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be visiting our very own Walter Mistletoe Livingstone, who is still in the hospital after he broke the record during the polar bear plunge last week. Since Walter now holds the record, his photograph will now be posted in the workshop with a special plaque that reads his name, the date of the polar plunge, and his lengthy record of 15 minutes and 35 seconds. Santa and Mrs. Claus have been waiting to visit Walter until he was feeling much better, and word from the hospital is that he should be discharged sometime this week. We're expecting him to return next week for the news. From the Department of Elfland Security, Edward Hinkelmeyer has sent out the order to the Department of Elfland Security's Security Division to be prepared to escort Lucky the Leprechaun up to North Pole City on the morning of March 18. Lucky will be spending the week at North Pole City Hotel and will have some special events planned for the citizens of North Pole City after St. Patrick's Day. Stay tuned for more details next week. The division of WWWPR are back at work this week, picking up where they left off working on those special databases behind the website to document some history and information from North Pole City and Santa's Village. The division was able to get all of the links for the worksheets for last week and this week's Peppermint Post linked in the online newspaper editor, so make sure that you're subscribed to the Peppermint Post to get those updates. In North Pole City weather, this week we have snow in the forecast. Temperature will be between minus 20 and minus 25 throughout the week, with snow expected Wednesday through Friday. Accumulations are predicted to be between 1 and 2 inches each day, with Thursday being the heaviest snowfall, coming in at just over 2 inches. We here at WELF NPC North Pole City Radio would like to send a big get well soon to our very own Walter Mistletoe Livingstone as he recovers from his polar bear plunge experience. Walter was able to beat the record and now holds the NPC Polar Plunge Challenge record of 15 minutes and 35 seconds. He was, however, soon hospitalized and is still currently under the care of Dr. Twinkelstein. Due to Walter's being out recuperating, I, Becky Marshmallow Livingstone, will be holding down the newsroom fort. I will also be sending out teams to cover the semifinals of the snowball games and will be part of the ballroom dancing lessons on the 11th. Make sure you stop out and see me. Before we do This Week in Elf History, let's take a quick music break. We'll be right back. This week in Elf History, we'll be discussing the telephone patent. It was on March 7th of 1876 that 29-year-old Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for his revolutionary new invention, the telephone. And 3 days later, the first words were officially transmitted that could be understood. Alexander Graham Bell was born in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1847. He was the son of Alexander Melville Bell, a leading authority in public speaking and speech correction. In the 1870s, the Bell family moved to Boston, Massachusetts. While in Boston, Alexander Bell became interested in the possibility of transmitting speech over wires. Bell wanted to improve on Samuel Morse's telegraph by creating a harmonic telegraph, a device that combined the aspects of the telegraph and a record player to allow individuals to speak to each other from a distance. In 1875, while working on his multiple harmonic telegraph, Bell developed the basic ideas for the telephone. He designed a device to transmit speech vibrations electronically between two receivers, and with the help of Thomas A. Watson, Bell developed a prototype. In June of 1875, Bell tested his invention. No intelligible words were transmitted, but sounds resembling human speech were heard at the receiving end. On February 14th of 1876, he filed a U.S. patent application for his telephone. It was stamped the fifth applicant of the day. Just a few hours later, Alicia Gray filed a caveat, intent to file for a patent, with the U.S. Patent Office to seek a similar patent on a telephone transmitter and receiver. Gray was the 39th stamped document that day. Bell filed the first and had a working model, so on March 7th, he was awarded the U.S. Patent number 174465, which granted him ownership over both his telephone instruments and the concept of a telephone system. 3 days later, on March 10th, Bell successfully tested his telephone for the first time in his Boston home. The telephone carried its first intelligible message. The famous quote, "Mr. Watson, come here, I need you," from Bell to his assistant. Alexander Graham Bell continued his experiments in communication, inventing the photophone and graphophone. He continued to work with the deaf, including Helen Keller, and used the royalties from his inventions to finance several organizations dedicated to the oral education of the deaf. His wife and parents were all deaf. He later served as president of the National Geographic Society. In 1895, he experimented with the possibility of flight and built giant man-carrying kites and a hydrofoil craft. He did die, however, in 1922 in his summer home and laboratory on Cape Breton Island in Canada. Before returning to the news, let's take another quick musical break.
Hold up, I am on my way, I'm in motion. Let's go to the ocean. Yeah, let's go outside. We can hang out on the beach without freezing. Yeah, isn't that amazing? In Christmas times, we'll be chilling and having a good, good time. Doesn't matter if the snow is falling. Just coming to visit. No, he wouldn't miss this in Christmas times. Oh, and the sunset, it is just getting better on a blanket with the skyline painted in blue. Ooh, yeah, that's what we do. We'll be chilling and having a good, good time. Doesn't matter if the snow. All night long we're gonna dance and dance and have a good time. I think Santa's gonna come and join us in this song.
Hey, hey.
North Pole City Commerce Association is planning a Your Lucky Day event for next week. They'll be having a 20% off sale from all merchant member stores on the 17th and 18th in conjunction with Lucky the Leprechaun's visit. Stop by any member locations for 20% off purchases from sunup to sundown. They will also be offering free rainbow cupcakes at the North Pole City Commerce Association building all day on the 17th and 18th as well. In the North Pole City Council, there will be a town meeting for National Town Meeting Day on the 7th at 7 p.m. Meeting will be held in North Pole City Council Chambers. Join us with any good news you have to share, ideas you have, or concerns that worry you. Snacks will be provided by Mrs. Claus's Kitchen, and we all hope to see you there. An update on the North Pole Snowball Games. With the fifth and final week of regular season snowball games completed, we now know which teams will be headed to the semifinal competitions. In a season upset, the Love at First Snowflake team that has been in the lead the last couple of weeks was taken completely out of the competition with their rough, low-scoring week. Those moving on, though, are Noel's Cozy Corner with 164 points, Jolly Elf with 158 points, Elf in Wonderland with 157 points, and the Cocoa House with 154 points. This week, we will hold the semifinal competitions where all 15 events will be held with the winners, the high point holding teams, moving on to the finals. There will be 5 events per night, and the events will be held on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings. Teams were randomly paired in the semifinal bracket. Group A will be Elf in Wonderland and Noel's Cozy Corner. Group B will be the Cocoa House and Jolly Elf. Since this is an odd-numbered year, the semifinal locations will be Monday night at the Hinkelmeyer Cocoa Pub, with Group A competing there, the Candy Cane Lounge with Group B competing there. Wednesday night, the competitions will be held at the Sparkling Snowflake for Group A, and You'll Love It for Group B. And then on Friday night, the competitions will be at the Sugar Bowl for Group A and the Red Bow for Group B. As it turns out this year, none of the teams will have home Cocoa Pub advantage for any of the event dates, so this should be an exciting set of events. Remember also that all points are reset to begin the semifinals, so it's truly anyone's game. Good luck to all the teams in the semifinal matchups. This week in community events, we have Cereal Day, National Town Meeting Day, and Sock Monkey Day, all on March 7th. Visit your favorite breakfast spot for some cereal to start your day, and then stop by the tailor and seamstress shop to make your sock monkeys with the tailors and seamstresses and several of the doll-making elves from Santa's Workshop. Finish your day by joining your fellow elves at the town meeting at 7 p.m. in North Pole City Council Chambers. The 9th is National Meatball Day. Be sure to stop by the North Pole City Hotel for their meatball bar. On the 10th, it is International Bagpipe Day. The North Pole City Bagpipers will be having a midday concert in City Center in the auditorium, so stop out for a bagpipe serenade on your lunch. Then on the 11th, it's National Urban Ballroom Dancing Day. There will be a ballroom dancing lesson set all day in the ballroom at the North Pole City Hotel. Put on your dancing shoes and come join the fun. WELF NPC would like to wish Alan Cookie Scarborough a very happy 600th birthday. Alan works in the Division of Coal and Mining and is responsible for transfer of the coal from the Dark Mountains where it's mined to the local warehouses. We wish him a very happy birthday and many more. This is Becky Marshmallow Livingstone with a reminder. To love is nothing. To be loved is something. But to love and be loved, that's everything. Have a good evening and be sure to tune in next week for another WELF NPC North Pole Radio News Update.